This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Also, join us on our Rumble live feed on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, don't wait for the last minute like people like to do. Why, I don't know. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. You need to come to terms with the facts, friends, because they're not going to change because you don't like it. Like it or lump it. I'll tell you what, when you're born of the Spirit of God, you understand where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17, because it's in the fight, not outside of the fight. That's where all honor lies, by the way. Can also put that up against other scriptures, but for the sake of time, I want to piggyback on some of the stuff that I shared with you during the last hour, and then I want to jump over to that of Michael Mitchell, who proudly admitted his voluntary guinea pig status, and at the end of the day, it cost him his life. Again, for the record, I was talking about people that, you know, look at guys like me and say he's a little rough around the edges. Well, I'll tell you what, what it is that you haven't been doing is working, then I'll tell you what, you keep doing it. The fact of the matter is what you're doing or not doing is not working, so you better start paying attention to as to how it works. Faith without works is dead, friends. It's not the other way around, okay? Faith without works is dead. I'm showing the world my faith by my works, and I'm not doing the works to get saved. I'm doing the works because I am saved. That is grace, period. Okay? Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. Let me say it again. That's found in Luke 11:21-22. Listen carefully to what Roger Sherman, one of the architects and signers of the Declaration of Independence, rightly had to say, and put this up against the effeminate modern day, whatever you want to call them today, okay, the do-nothings. He told us that if we're to remember and we forget, or should I say, and no longer remember, that the country that they love, speaking of us, the institutions that we cherish and the freedoms that we hope to preserve, that they were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. This is where things are going, friends. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, all over the country, there's a different mindset. The people's backs are up against the wall, and we're beginning to see a different response. Now, just wait until people... Tim Brown from the Sons of Liberty radio morning show, he has said this, I don't know how many times in conversations we had. He said, wait until people are hungry. He said, then we're going to see a whole different attitude coming out of out from among the people. Well, we can already see the tyrants trying to shut off people's ability to get food unless they comply. That is tyranny. That is tyranny, okay? But listen again. Roger Sherman said, we're born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Well, why are they doing that? Why are they responding in such a fashion? Well, go to another Sons of Liberty. What was his name? Patrick Henry. What did he say? He said, guard with jealous attention to the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, those that want to serve the people, the representatives that we have. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, he said, you are inevitably ruined. And isn't it interesting? You're under attack by you are attacked by the powers that are tolerated in this country. And what are they doing? They're trying to desensitize you into believing that you do not have the right to stand up and defend yourself against the such. I'm here to tell you, friends, baloney. Not true. Look to your history, America. Look to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, namely the Declaration of Independence, to understand what it was that our forefathers did to establish what we have today. Okay? That's your little history lesson. Let me get back over to Michael Mitchell really quick. And I want to show you how the media is trying to cover up deaths concerning those that have taken these experimental injections. They're saying that they're dying from natural causes. Well, I want you to go ahead and decide for yourself. And if you're on social media platforms, you're going to see this firsthand. Mr. Michael Mitchell received his first experimental Sinovac CoronaVac inactivated virus injection on February 22nd, according to his Facebook page. CoronaVac is used pretty much everywhere, including Mexico and Philippines, except the United States, Russia, and Western Europe. He received the second injection on March 20th. He reported no apparent adverse effects, but Mr. Mitchell and a friend immediately wondered if the China-made CoronaVac injections would suffice for international travel. Folks, I mean, this guy's just, for a better way of saying it, no disrespect to the fact that he's not here anymore, or to him because he's not here anymore, stupid as a box of rocks. He posts, first vaccination done, or first vaccine done. He said, absolutely zero side effects. Looking forward to the second one. Whoa! Okay, we have a glutton for punishment here. But then again, friends, if you go back up here, he was proud and proudly admitting that he was a voluntary guinea pig for the medical industry. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hang on a second. Friends, did you see what Tim Brown just posted here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com? You can't make this up. This shows you what happens when you're partial in judgment and you do not deal with the bad guys according to the Word of God. What happens? Well, they stick their heads out again, don't they? Oh, they certainly do. They certainly do. Well, Bradley, come on, dude. What are you talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is an article that Tim Brown posted just the other day. And guess who, friends, has stock in the vaccine passports? Oh, you've got it. You've got it, friends. Who did not see this coming? Vaccine passport company owned by Nazi, the propagandist under Adolf Hitler, his step-grandchildren are the ones that own the vaccine passport stock. If people, and here we go again, people have written up that these were all conspiracy theories 50 years ago, but here we go. What do you have to say about that? It's a conspiracy, isn't it? Yep, it certainly is. Here, let me add one more thing. What do you expect when your government, after World War II, brings a bunch of war criminals back over into the United States through something called Operation Paperclip? What did you expect was going to be the outcome? Well, I'm here to tell you the outcome is just this right here. Joseph Goebbels' step-grandchildren have stock in the vaccine passport company. So there you have it. You know, isn't this amazing? And again, I just got to ask the question to the people in the country. What is it going to take for Americans to respond to what's going on here? This is incredible. Incredibly naive when it comes to people in this country, as if to suggest it's going to have nothing to do with us. Michael Mitchell took his second vaccination, done, zero after effect. As yet, vaccine certification issued. Oh, we're going to come right back to this. Wait a second, friends. It gets better. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Keep pointing at the camera on social media platforms. If you're listening to me in over 153 cities right now, or you're listening to me in one of the 53 countries that we're broadcasting into, give us a call. I want to show you something, and I'll tell you if you can't see what I'm about ready to share with you. Look at this. So we have over 413 comments right now. 413 comments. And you know what's going to happen, friends? These are the same people that are going to wait until the last segment. And then what they're going to do is then they're going to call in. And then they're going to try to figure out, well, why couldn't I get on the radio? Listen, folks, what are your thoughts? I'm not talking to a foreign country. I'm talking to you. What are your thoughts about what's going on here? But I don't want you to just call me in and tell me what you agree with concerning here. I want you to call in and I want you to share with us maybe something that I'm missing, maybe another piece to this puzzle. Go ahead and share with the rest of us as to what your thoughts are, because that's how you encourage other people across the globe as to what is, you know, and I'm talking about the hope. And the hope is found in the truth that's been given to us. What are you doing with the truth that's been given to you? How are you shaking things up? How are you shaking and rattling and rolling? Now, I say that for the very purpose that it was William Booth that said, listen, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do today, friends, to trouble the present is to tell the truth. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to reprove the darkness by being the light, Ephesians 5:11. Let's get busy. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the propagandists want you to believe that the people that are dying from natural causes. And by the way, that came directly from Fox News that Mr. Michael Mitchell died of natural causes. And you need to also understand that they are one of the outlets, the social media outlets, filled with useful idiots to give you propaganda or to miss the mark every time as they continuously empower themselves against the people that they themselves are supposed to report to. Okay? So let's get back over to Michael Mitchell, the actor who just recently died, actor from Braveheart, and actor from Gladiator. First vaccine done. Absolutely zero side effects. Looking forward to the second one. March 20th, second vaccination done. Zero after effect as yet. Vaccine certificate issued. Oh, with a wink, wink. Boy, he's just kind of an arrogant, he was an arrogant joker, wasn't he? Yeah, he was. Note that Mr. Mitchell's entire Facebook page was recently scrubbed, by the way, okay? Of all posts sometime this past weekend, only one post remains, and that was his wedding announcement from 2013. But the virtual signaling was very strong after the second injection. They didn't want the people to see how he died, okay? Mr. Mitchell posted an image of Charlie Brown on March 31st that said, "Good grief, just wear the mask." Just wear the mask. I'm not making this up. I didn't say this. Okay, I'm just sharing with you what Michael Mitchell can no longer share with you. A picture of Charlie Brown saying, "Good grief, just wear the mask." Let me add, the mask that the manufacturers tell you don't prevent disease. I mean, this guy's just, he was a piece of work. He wrote on April 22nd that COVID cases were up in Turkey because of dimwits that don't wear masks and social distance. Can you make this up? And by the way, if you're a first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, keep in mind face coverings and standing 6 feet apart in a circle is satanic ritual. It's satanic ritual. You Americans, you need to understand clearly that these people that are at war with you, not foreign countries, that are at war with you because you're not going along with their criminal narrative, right? You need to understand, these people don't think like me and you. They don't act like me and you. They think that they're above the law. They treat us like we're serfs. I am not. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, period. He's my big brother. My daddy is sitting to the left of Jesus Christ. That's who my daddy is. And whatever may happen in this earth, it's not because they made me do it. It's because the Lord allowed it to happen if he doesn't first deal with them. Because them people, those bad guys that don't think like me and you, need to understand that the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. Oh my goodness, am I having church here? Woo! Talking about the Holy Ghost bearing witness. Hey, folks, if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, "Bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down." We are, in Jesus' name. Folks, these people are scared to death of the information I'm giving you right now. This is why they heavily censor me and Tim every day. You know what? I need to stop, and I'm going to come back to this in just a moment. This is live radio. Someone needs this. So I have a friend, and this person is my friend. She feels like family to me. And over the last couple of days, we were talking about a guy that just kind of came out of nowhere. And he's giving a lot of the information that we're giving. And it's also interesting to note that he just came out of the gate 5 months ago, and he's already got 5 million viewers on his site. So what I did is I started to do a little homework, and I noticed that his numbers were really low on certain social media platforms. And then I was told, according to Apple, he's the number two show in the country today. So what I asked is I asked the question to this person that is like family to me, how is it that he just came out of the gate? He's got all of these connections pulling in these big names that are popular with the people, and I could care less about them, by the way, for the most part. But I said, how is it that he's ranked number two and he's already got 5 million viewers? By the way, I couldn't find that. And I'm not saying this person's lying, I just couldn't find it. I said, how is it that he's not being censored like me and Tim Brown are? Is perhaps this another situation of, well, controlled opposition, like Fox News? You know, we think they're the best we've got. Nope, they're controlled opposition. They don't serve the people. They serve their sponsors. That's how they're making millions of dollars off the stupidity of the people that don't understand that they are getting paid to continuously drive the narrative to divide the American people, Mark 3:25. Okay? Controlled opposition. I'm not saying, now going back to this person that's coming out of the chute, I like a lot of things the guy has to say, but I'm just trying to figure out why it is, because just last week on my YouTube, another YouTube page we had set up, because we have several social media platforms, I called up Tim because we got a strike right away for sharing the same information that this individual did, yet he's got 5 million views, and it's like someone in YouTube is waiting for me to do another broadcast so they can give me another strike. Well, guess what, friends? Day two or three, I got another strike. But this guy, man, he's prospering. I still can't find that, but I understand that he's number two right now on Apple. How is that happening? Could it be because the Word of God is a threat to these people? Could it be because I'm not feeling the narrative between the unconstitutional left and right? You better know that's the reason. I'm trying to do my best by the grace of God to unify men under God, right? Blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. Remember that? Yeah. And I'm trying to see the unification, endeavoring to keep the unity of peace by what? The Holy Ghost, according to his covering, not the covering that man wants to create, like what we see in the conservative movement today, which isn't a movement. They're just caught up into this establishment, this circular reasoning, never breaking out of the establishment, because they keep going back to the same people that have continuously put them in the center of the establishment, like you're seeing today. People are just, I'm telling you what, folks, if they're not preaching the Word of God, they're not a threat, number one. They're not making reference to law to condemn the crime. They're not a threat. That's why they're big. And if they're telling you what you want to hear, I would get away from that person as fast as I possibly could, because that is not a friend to your soul, nor your country. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And keep in mind, all scriptures given by God. 2 Timothy 3:16, for what? By the inspiration of God, for doctrine, reproof, corrections, and instructions in righteousness. If it's not there, get away. Okay? It's not there, get away. Just wanted to share that. Let's go back to Michael Mitchell here, actor from Gladiator and or Braveheart, who just recently died. They want you to believe that he died. Fox News wants you to believe that he died from natural causes. Nothing could be further from the truth. He wrote that on April 22nd that COVID cases were up in Turkey because Mr. Anthony Fauci said so. And then he says, because of dimwits that don't wear masks and social distance. Here's his post on social media platform. Oh, no, Turkey COVID cases have gone crazy due to dimwits that don't wear masks and social distance. We are going back into a complete lockdown as of 7 p.m. tonight. And notice, friends, who they want to blame for the reason that these countries are going back down into lockdown. People that see the tyranny for what it is. And this dummy went right along with it. How did it fare with him at the end? It didn't. I'm going to keep going, friends. I'm going to show you some more, and then I'm going to kick you in the pants with some, well, some encouraging information. Okay? Really. I mean, 90% law, 10% grace. Be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another major victory for the Taliban. The capital of the Kunar province, Assadabad, falling today, reportedly with very little resistance from the local government. Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, telling the PBS NewsHour yesterday, Afghan morale has been hurt since news of the U.S.'s plans to withdraw.
And there is one psychological war, and I think I always say the psychological part we have lost long again, and I think our allies here in the U.S. have also lost the psychological war, despite how much we say we have not abandoned Afghanistan, but the assumption in the story back at home is they are abandoned.
U.S. forces, though, reportedly carrying out airstrikes in Kandahar, scores of Taliban fighters said to be killed. The Dixie wildfire, the largest single wildfire in California history, leading to more mandatory evacuation orders in Northern California last night. The fire covering over 500,000 acres, just 31% contained, about 600 homes destroyed. This is USA Radio News. The CDC recommending a COVID booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC yesterday how he thinks the booster shot should be administered.
I do believe, and I've long believed, that we should be looking at providing boosters to the older population, particularly people in nursing homes or congregate settings who are more at risk of contracting COVID and more at risk of a bad outcome, people who were vaccinated a long time ago, last December or January, because we have seen evidence of declining vaccine effectiveness across the board.
Dr. Gottlieb says he also sees good news ahead. He expects the number of COVID cases in the South to peak this week and then start declining. Security concerns surrounding the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security yesterday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence during what's already a heightened threat environment. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening yesterday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oofta. Oofta, oofta. We are in it, aren't we, friends? I'm going to get back to this, but I'm going to take Jeff from Tennessee. Hey, Jeff, do me a favor, would you, before you start talking? Will you just try to speak as up north as you possibly can?
Okay, I'll see what I can.
There you go, brother. At least you got such a southern.
Up north.
So what's on your mind, brother?
I've got a customer who I do work for, and he works for the local.
You're breaking out really bad, Jeff.
When you go and have lab work done, they don't do the lab work in the doctor's office or the hospital. They farm it out.
Yep.
Well, we talking today and found out that not only were the hospitals getting kickbacks for their COVID
yep, I understand. You know, yep.
The lab the
yeah,
lab
to manufacture the results. For, yep. Yep.
Yes. Every one of the results that they got that was a COVID result, they got a 20% to 40% government.
Yep. So wait a second, though, Jeff. We're already with you. So we already talked about the 20% that they get as a kickback to report natural causes concerning people that have died from old age, so on and so forth, terminal patients and the gist. They were given 20% a bonus to basically lie and manufacture the deaths and equate it to that of COVID when, in fact, that's not at all what they died from.
And then also bribe their employees
yep.
with pay raises, overtime, and double matching in their 401k for them to
that's right.
work long hours to
yep.
pick all these tests up and bring them in.
This is why they've lost so much credibility. I have a friend that's an EMT and said, I don't know how we're going to be able to come back from this because they're committing the act of Judas against their own clients and their patients.
And my buddy Mark, like, you know, he's like, I don't understand it. He says, I've dealt with it for when it started. He said, and I've never got COVID.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to.
Yeah.
He says, I handled this stuff.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, I'm going to get on to some of the things that you're talking about right now, okay? And I'm going to let the horse speak so they can see that it comes directly from the source rather than from Jeff from Tennessee or Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Yeah. So thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933. I have to finish this because I have two segments left. This is Michael Mitchell again. He said, oh, no, Turkey COVID cases have gone crazy due to dimwits that don't wear masks, okay? You can't make this up. He posted the proverbial fully vaccinated banner on his profile photo on May 2nd. Okay? Here he is, fully vaccinated with a big smile on his face. This is Michael Mitchell, who is now dead. He was proud to call himself a medical guinea pig. And on May 5th, why do people keep trying to ram it down my throat that I shouldn't take the vaccine? Isn't that interesting, friends? He said, just saying, 150 million vaccines have been administered. Baloney. They want you to believe it's 150. If it was true, then why are they doing it again? Why are they forcing that compliance if people are taking it? They're not. Okay? This comes from the LA Times. Okay, Mr. Mitchell appeared to celebrate what he considered good news on June 2nd that the World Health Organization, a terror-tied organization, by the way, apparently approved Sinovac as a legitimate vaccine. Sinovac approved by the WHO. I mean, this guy's drinking it in. He's taking it in, hook, line, and sinker. The Sinovac approval was not enough to satisfy Mr. Mitchell. He announced on July 16th that he received a third jab, a glutton for punishment, to say the least. The experimental Pfizer mRNA injection, he also admitted being a guinea pig for pharmaceutical companies. Well, guess what, friends? Just like the animals that died in the testing, so did Michael on his own accord. Well, that's my third jab today. Proud to be part of this experiment to save lives. 5 days later, he posted a lengthy update trying to justify his own behaviors and actions. Okay? 5 days later. Now you can see the post here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Fox News reported Mike Mitchell, gladiator, actor, and bodybuilder, dead at 65. The Scottish actor was a 5-time World Fitness Federation champion. Mike Mitchell, an actor and bodybuilder who starred in The Gladiator and Braveheart, has died. He was 65 years old. A rep for Mitchell told TMZ he died on Friday while on a boat in Turkey. His family said his death was due to natural causes. Natural causes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Matthew 13, 14, and 15. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and now shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and shall understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Mr. Mitchell's no longer with us, friends. The final sentence in July 21st post reads, P.S. I have had 3 vaccinations of different brands, so we may learn more about a way forward, which, by the way, is a communist slogan. Mr. Mitchell died the next day. Friday, July 22nd, I'm not happy to report that. But the Lord does desire that all men come to the knowledge of the truth. But there are those that reject the truth, and it may just cost you your life, and that's exactly what happened in this particular case. Mr. Mitchell died the next day, Friday, July 22nd. Why? Because he would not take heed to the warnings. And folks, they're going to try doing it again. Because they need more people, friends, to go along with the narrative. Because at the end of the day, like so many tens of thousands of doctors across the planet are telling us, friends, that are being censored, that this is in fact a genocide. I want you to remember, friends, as I just shared, as a matter of fact, I'm going to show you this so you can see it for yourselves. Hawaii attorney Michael Green files class action lawsuit, says vaccine, as they call it, has now killed 45,000 people. 45,000 people. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it and I'm going to copy it and I'm going to post it so people can explain or at least understand why so many of their friends, as we're led to believe, that have taken the vaccine jab have died. I had a friend, a preacher, just the other day tell me that his grandson's in the Marines and he voluntarily took the shot. He said he's been sick ever since. Yeah, he's lucky he hasn't died. For real. Here, I want to show you this. Here's this article that I was just posting or showing you. Okay? I want you to see it for yourselves as to what the facts are because you're not receiving the facts of the mainstream media. The mainstream media is criminal. Facebook is criminal. Twitter is criminal. The said representatives, the governors, and the mayors that have continuously perpetuated this fraud upon the people on a global basis, this is criminal. And this is what needs to happen right here, is people need to begin to stand up. And this is the good news. They are. They are. I'm going to take a quick phone call before I switch over. We got Sherry calling in from North Carolina. What say you, my friend? You there, Sherry?
Hey.
Hi.
Okay. I just wanted to call and tell you that I've been listening to you for a year, and my husband, who would not have any part of you because you talked about Trump, is 100% for you now, which is great. So I just wanted you to know that, and that we're trying. I'm trying to figure out how to get you on here in Murphy, North Carolina.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we are looking, going in that direction in the fall time, so let's connect in that, let's connect soon because we are being, I mean, listen, we're getting so many requests right now that we're trying to pick and choose as to which ones we take. We're going to be in Illinois, we're going to be in Michigan, we have the Minnesota State Fair coming up, that's for 12 days, and then after that we're going back out to South Dakota, it looks like in the fall time we're going to California, and we are getting out there with the people. So, Sherry, I just want to say this with all due respect, tell your husband if he's listening to me right now, thank you very much, but I do want to say that I'm not looking for the approbation of men, it's Jesus Christ, it's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. And if you're following me as I follow Christ, that's all good. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. But if I ever divert from that course of following Christ, don't follow me. Always follow him. And just keep in mind, the crown always belongs to the Christ. And I totally appreciate that, but it belongs to my big brother in Jesus' name. Cool? Everybody good with that? Let's go on here. I want to show you how those in the medical industry are now under attack. But I want to show you as an encouraging word and video and audio as to what they are doing. Just this last week, as a matter of fact, I'll tee it up with this one. Just this last week, actually it was yesterday, I had met with one of our friends in St. Cloud, Minnesota. It's a smaller city about 25 minutes away from where I live. It was actually reported that there was over 500 doctors that took to the street and standing up against this medical tyranny. Okay? I just wanted to make sure y'all understood that the mainstream, what happens is when enough people make it, when you make enough noise, what happens is they will report it because they'll know that you're lying to them if you don't report it, especially when you have this many people conglomerate and take to the streets in protest concerning what's going on a global basis. I'm here to tell you right now that the cruelties of these tyrants are swelling the ranks of the American people, finally. Finally. Medical Freedom Rally held outside St. Cloud Hospital to protest vaccine mandates. I want to tell you again, friends, they do not have the law on their side to mandate anything. But I'm here to tell you that you do have the law on your side to criminally prosecute every single one and ones of these organizations, the heads of these organizations, as criminals in government. We better get this narrative jammed down their throat, because if we don't, we're not going to win the day, but I believe that we can. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Everybody understand what I'm about ready to say next. You know how I continuously tell you that everybody talks about being sick and tired of the establishment? You know how I continuously tell you that the mainstream media and the best that you have in the conservatives today keep pointing you back to the people that are responsible for holding you in the position of the establishment? Here's a prime example right here. Do you all see this? You know that new, you know, conservative Amy Coney Barrett that was appointed by none other than Donald Trump? Isn't it interesting that, you know, students can't block Indiana University vaccine mandate? Why? They're on the wrong side of the conversation, the argument. The government doesn't have the lawful authority to implement it. So why are they asking from some little controlled adversary that's planted there to control the opposition, the conservatives of the day, like an Amy Coney Bryant, right? Or Barrett, I'm sorry. What did you expect? But why are they making news like this, friends? Because this is to add confusion. That's all. Students can't block Indiana University vaccine mandate. This is the new conservative that's been appointed to the Supreme Court. Friends, the law's on your side to tell them they can't do it in the first place. My goodness! Can people just take the time to read for themselves to understand there's many things that people are doing today that they don't need to do? Now, I want to go back because I want to encourage the people. I want you to check this out. This is from a nurse. I believe he's a nurse or a doctor. And these are the people that are protesting in California. Don't forget about the recall efforts that are taking place. They've already won the recall. They had 250,000 more than the 1.5 million people that already signed the recall concerning that criminal governor, Gavin Newsom, in the state of California. But look what they're trying to implement on the way out. And this is just the beginning of this if the American people don't stop it. This is going to be a part of the tsunami if the American people don't want to take the warnings of the Lord for what they are. Check this out. Check this out. I suppose I better probably...
...is mandating that all healthcare workers... We're out here because, as you know, California is mandating that all healthcare workers be vaccinated by September 30th. Frankly, that's a violation of human rights.
That's right.
A violation of the Nuremberg Code.
That's right.
And it's a violation of the Constitution.
That's right.
They're choosing us. They're making us forced to get the vaccine or be unemployed. And the hypocrisy is real. Last year, they decorated us as healthcare heroes. Even when we were down to just a limited PPE, we were treating COVID patients for a year and a half without the vaccine. And now they want us to get the vaccine or we're out. So last year we were heroes, and now this year we're facing unemployment.
Okay. Okay, so with that said, the employees are firing the employers. Why? Because the employers don't know their lawful place. But this guy knew his lawful place, and what did he do? He made reference to the law that says they can't lawfully do this. Hey, folks, keep in mind that these tyrants, these governors, and these mayors throughout the United States of America have shut down illegally and unconstitutionally, they'd never been given that delegated authority to do so, to shut down over 155,000 businesses in America. And 60% of them will never reopen again. Can somebody call me up and tell me where they have the constitutional authority in doing so? Oh, that's right. We had Supreme Courts and state courts and federal judges tell us that it was unconstitutional. So then why are the people not standing up against these tyrants and calling for their impeachment and prosecutions according to what we find in Article 2, Section 4 and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7? It's their job to enforce the law, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, not to tear it down. I hope some people are starting to feel stupid for what they're going along with. Because you look stupid by going along with this. You look un-American. When you go along with a bunch of communists, you look un-American. They must lawfully be dealt with, period. And I'm sick and tired of making the same reference, but I do see people finally beginning to wake up, and I thank God for every single one of them. Every single one of them. I played this video last week, and I want to show it to you one more time. I got a short amount of time here, but I want to go over to this Arkansas governor. You want to talk about a compromised, incarnate devil, spineless to the core? This is the one. I'm going to go ahead and play this. And this is what I started out with, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday, concerning the voice of the people. I'm encouraging you right now, and I want you to understand, friends, America is finally starting to wake up. It's time for you to do the same thing. I'm going to go ahead and play this. Check this out real quick. It's a town hall meeting.
All right, so let's identify. Would you all like to be recognized with them, or would you just like to yell?
Isn't this crazy?
Living with people dying if we do not increase our vaccination rates. So I still see
the people know he's lying
to get that message out, and so it sounds like some people want low
turns.
Vaccination rates. Okay.
He just turned.
So, ma'am, don't give her the mic.
Don't give her the mic, the criminal says.
So explain to me why there are so many that have the vaccine that are getting the virus. I can name what's in the vaccine. Give me the insert sheet. If informed consent means you tell me what you put in my body. If Mr. Doctor gives me a vial and says, trust me, I'll give you a vial. You trust me.
No. Every SARS-2 COVID vaccine that's available on the market is manufactured using aborted fetal tissue.
That's right.
I have been praying that God himself will step in so that Christians are not forced by their employers and a mandate to get the vaccine. Yet, even if God does not, I will not bow.
Daniel 3. Amen.
And with all respect. And with all respect, Governor, we love you and appreciate you, but God will not hold you guiltless if you fail to stand up to the Christians who believe it is in their right to abstain from the vaccine.
This is the best one.
The numbers, again, are being manipulated to try to force unvaccinated people towards a mandated vaccine. And I know you may not see that now, but it's down the road. Everything that was a conspiracy 6 months ago is now coming to fruition.
Exactly.
The story's going to be different.
Amen. Sister.
My whole family had COVID.
This is
so
it.
Let me tell you something. All of us took the therapeutics from day one. And if doctors were allowed to tell the truth and treat their patients with these therapeutics, we would not have hospitals full of sick people dying. Okay? Don't smirk at me, Governor. You should care on both sides of the aisle on what works, what will save lives.
Well, there you have it. Boy. That's a little encouraging. I'm going to give you over to my peach.
You know, I get the goosies every time I think of that woman saying, "Don't smirk at me, Governor." As
goosies are the witness of the
Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Every time when she points her finger at him, it's like, we the people are rising up, and that's the encouraging
word. The governor is saying to the people at a town hall meeting, don't give her the mic.
Yep.
Folks, this is all scripted stuff. This is real, what you just seen.
Exactly. What more you need? I want to share with you a couple comments here that we received, you know, from people who are supporting our work. They have said, thank you, Bradley, Tim, and your families for this ministry of exposing the lies and revealing God's truth. Another comment said, thank you to you and your family for inspiring us to take action. I'll just point out, this is one event we did, the Wisconsin Constitutional Party Convention, State Convention.
Nigel's watching, I believe.
Yes.
Hello, Brother Nigel.
So this is a comment, actually, I believe, from Dan, and he said, thank you to you and your family for inspiring us to take action during the Constitution Party of Wisconsin Convention and to reform our party from merely repeating and revising our platform each year into an action-oriented organization.
Amen.
And we always want people to be moved to action no matter where we go.
A work of faith and a labor of love.
No matter what we do, we are always moving people to action because we don't want them to sit through, you know, a good message and get all inspired for a night. We want them to take action in their communities, their towns, their cities, their states, so we can turn the tide of what's going on today. And, you know, if there's ever a time to take a stand, it is now. As Abraham Lincoln rightfully said, love him or hate him, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we've destroyed ourselves. Now is the time to first repent, America.
Amen.
Wake up and stand up. And so if you want to support what we're doing, you say, boy, oh boy, every time I listen to Bradley, I'm just convicted. I'm moved to action. I want to go out there and dig in the word for myself. We want to be able to spread this message to more people just like you. Please support our work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the spread the word button on the landing page, and you can see how you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And for our new listeners, what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis, whatever is comfortable for you. There's different levels of membership, or you can choose your own, but please do. The foundations of our monthly supporters really
someone
help
wants
keep us
to
out
see
there.
Our lovely wife. We show her all the time, friends. The fact of the matter is she's on the other microphone because we have such little time. You'll get the last word.
That's right. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, support us with a one-time donation, or become a son or daughter of liberty and help us spread the message of truth and liberty throughout America.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.